Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. It is 7 o'clock, and I will go ahead and get the October 11th, 2021 general meeting started. Madam Clerk, can we get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Buckeye?
Here.
Councilmember Gillard?
Here.
Councilmember Lewis?
Here.
Mayor Cannamore?
Here.
Vice Mayor Vanderzanden?
Karen, did you finish the roll call? I didn't hear Vice Mayor Vanderzanden.
Yes, I did. There are 5 members present and a quorum exists. And it seems that we have unstable connection here at City Hall. Okay. So I've been booted out twice already.
Golly. I think it might be a little bit slow on my end, but we'll get there. Okay, next is the reading of the vision statement, and I'll go ahead and just wait for that to be projected. And then I will read that.
And it looks like Mike lost connection too, so he's just trying to get back to the shared screen. And there we are.
Okay, thanks. Okay, the Gus Davis vision statement is: we envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources, with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions. Before moving on to the swearing in of the new council members, I just would like to remind the public to please keep your phones and your videos off, or sorry, mute your phones. And this is being recorded and it will be posted to the website after the meeting is over. And Madam Clerk is sharing her screen, and that's projecting the packet. You can also find that available online at cms.gustavus-ak.gov. And with that, I will go ahead and turn it over to our clerk so she can swear in the new council members. Thanks.
Okay, well, I was going to ask all the new elected council members to turn on their cameras for the swearing in, but I think with this unstable internet connection that we will not do that because I don't want to take any chances of losing it. So what I am going to ask you to do is stand up and raise your right hand wherever you may be. And Mike Taylor is here present in City Hall doing the packet for me tonight. So together, I'm going to have you repeat after me all but your names, which I have given to you in advance in order. Continue group. So I Lewis, you go first.
You forgot to tell us to unmute. Sorry. I, Lewis Sharman.
I, Gabriella Furr.
I, James Muscoviac.
I, Kyle Stephen Bishop.
Michael Taylor.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
United States.
The Constitution of the State of Alaska.
The Constitution of the
Constitution of the State of Alaska.
State of Alaska.
And the ordinances of the City of Gustavus, Alaska.
And the ordinances of the City of Gustavus,
Alaska.
And that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially perform.
And that I will
faithfully, and impartially perform.
Duties of the office of council member to the best of my ability.
The duties of the office of council.
The office of council member
to the office of the council
to the best of my ability.
All right, congratulations and thank you for serving as the Gustavus City Council. Council members whose term is up may stay on as members of the public, and the new council will take over this meeting. I'm going to turn it over to the vice mayor to conduct the election of mayor.
Okay, and we're going to open the floor to accept nominations from council to elect mayor for the 2021-2022 term. So we're accepting nominations. Lewis, I see your hand.
This is Jim Muscoviac. I'll nominate Mike Taylor.
This is Lewis Sharman. I'll second that nomination.
Okay, we have a nomination and a second for Mike Taylor. Okay, are there any objections for this nominee to serve the 21-22 term as mayor? All right. Objections. nomination for Mike Taylor to serve the 21-22 term is accepted by unanimous consent. Okay, so Mayor Taylor will take it from.
Yeah. Now, how about this? Okay, I had the space bar wasn't unmuting it for some reason. Before I open the floor for nominations, I want to say thank you very much for your confidence in me, and I'll work to do my best to serve you all with your help. And I am happy to work with any of you as vice mayor. So I'll look forward to whoever the council selects. I will now open the floor for nominations from the council to elect a vice mayor. 2021 to 2022 term. Do we have any nominations?
This is Councilmember Lewis. I would like to nominate Joe Vanderzanen for vice mayor.
We've lost some of our, sounds like we've lost some people here in City Hall. Tanya Lewis, do you have a nomination?
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm unmuted.
Yes, we can hear you.
Great. I nominate Joe Vanderzanden for vice mayor, please.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop. I second.
This is Lewis Sharman. I'd like to nominate Kyle Bishop for vice mayor.
Second.
Okay, we're working on some technical difficulties here, but Lewis, we got your nomination for Kyle as vice mayor, and Vice Mayor Vanderzanden seconded that, so that's where we're at right now, and hopefully we'll have Mike back on here in just a second.
Okay, I should be back on now. Are you hearing me? Okay, Madam Clerk, how would you like us to cast votes? Do you want to do that by email, or what's what's our process here, please?
So it looks like Lewis still has his hand up and he's unmuted. So you may want to address him first to see if there's any other nominations or anything else.
Sorry, I will now unmute.
Lewis, please proceed.
Okay, so we have two nominees for vice mayor. The first one is Joe VanderZanden, seconded by Kyle. The second one is Kyle, seconded by Joe. So the way that we're going to do this is exactly the same as last year. Each of you will email myself and the city administrator your choice for vice mayor, and we will take tallies and we'll match up our tallies, and then it'll just take us a few minutes to get all those emails in, and then we'll come back on and announce who the new vice mayor will be. So go ahead and send us your emails now. Okay, thanks for your patience. Can you hear me? Mike? Can you hear me? Okay. So we tallied the votes, and Kyle Bishop is our new vice mayor. Congratulations, Kyle. Thank you. And I will turn it back over to Mayor Taylor.
And let me start by thanking both Kyle and Joe VanderZanden for being willing to serve in this role. And I really appreciate it. And I look forward to working with Kyle as vice mayor and continuing to work with Joe as a council member doing important work. So thank you very much. And we'll move on to the next item, which is approval of minutes for the September 20, 2021 general meeting. Do I have a motion to approve those?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, this is Council Member VanderZanden. I move to approve by unanimous consent the September 20, 2021 general meeting minutes.
This is Mayor Taylor. I will second that motion. So it's been moved and seconded to approve the general meeting minutes for 9/20/21 by unanimous consent. The minutes have been previously distributed. Do any members of the public wish to offer any additions or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, do any council members wish to make any additions or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, are there any objections to passing the 9/20/2021 general meeting minutes by unanimous consent? Seeing none, the motion is passed by unanimous consent. The next is Mayor's request for agenda changes. And I do have one agenda change I would like to make. And that is to remove the item 12 on the agenda, award of the RFQ FY2022-02 Marine MF movement of steel floats for the fall of 2021. Unfortunately, we have not had anybody quote on that RFQ by the deadline today. So we'll have to remove that from the agenda and find another way to deal with that. We'll move into figure that out this week. And so are there any other requests from the council for an agenda change? I see no hands popping up here. So are there any objections to adopting the agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing no objections, the agenda is set by unanimous consent. The next item, we'll move on to committee reports and staff reports.
I'm sorry, Mayor Taylor, you're not sharing your screen anymore. We'll need to have you share your screen so people can see. Thank you.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Bear with us, we're learning how to do this, so thanks for your patience.
Okay, now we're unmuted, I think. So, Sol, if you'd like to make comments on your report. It's not reacting. It should be on now, right?
One more.
I'm showing Volunteer Fire Department quarterly highlights. Sorry for our delay in getting this all coordinated, everybody. Sol, if you would like to make any comments on your report, we have it on the screen now.
What I pretty much put on there is what I've done in September. The only things that I meant for that was confusing about the ambulance has four batteries total, two in the front and two in the back. Two in the front were replaced before I got here. The two in the back were not, they're actually were exploding, not exploding, but they were corroding. when I got here. Other than that, working on getting CPAP added back into our skills list as it was taken off previously, mainly talking to our medical director and Lisa, or the nurse practitioner here, and our Lucy Tay, who are an instructor, all agree that it's something we should have. Other than that, we also are in process of getting two new EMTs for our crew. Darren Beals came last month to help sign off. So other than that, if there's any other questions, I do plan on having a CPO, me and four other volunteers, eight total, three from the park, to become CPR instructors sometime this month. So that way the fire hall can actually provide CPR classes for the public as well. And then recertification classes as well for in November. But yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Sol. Appreciate this nice outline of your report. Do any council members have any questions for Sol about his report? I don't see any hands popping up. So thank you very much, Sol. We appreciate your good work at the fire department, and we'll look forward to working with you closely as the next item would be the would be the Marine Facilities quarterly report from Ben Stadler, and I'll scan down to that here.
Everybody, I have a whole lot to add to my report. Since writing it, I did finally collect Can you hear me now?
Things just are not. Ah. Yes, we can hear.
Okay. So anyway, seems that we're having problems. I'm going to just make this short and say that I think I do have the getting the steel float moved over to Bull Moose Cove taken care of, and I'll get with the mayor tomorrow or sometime this week and go over the plan with him, and then we can let you guys all know unless anybody has any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Do any council members have any questions for Ben on the Marine Facilities Report? Seeing none, thank you again, Ben, and we'll look forward to working with you this year and furthering the services of our marine facilities for the public. The next item is the clerk's quarterly report. Madam Clerk, please.
Could you scroll up to my report?
The clerk just got booted off on a connection here, so we'll she doesn't have anything to add other than the written report, she says, so hope everybody will read it, and if you have any questions, by all means contact her after the meeting. We'll get her back on here as soon as possible. And we'll move on to the city treasurer's monthly financials. Madam Treasurer.
Eduarda and I, and this is Phoebe and Eduarda here at City Hall. We're also booted, so I'm not sure exactly what you're seeing on the screen.
Recording in progress.
Sorry. In the packet this month, we have FY21 financials, just to report the room tax income for last fiscal year per the GVA, the policy and procedure for room tax money disbursements to Gustavus Visitors Association. So that's what the FY21 financials are for. And then the FY22 financials are in there. Eduardo will be receiving tax returns all through this month, so we'll have a better picture of what our third quarter tax returns will look like for next month's meeting. And then we didn't have anything else to add, just if any council members have questions.
Do any council members have questions with regard to the financial report in the packet? Seeing no hands coming up, I'll note that we are, when this report was done, we were at 97 days into our fiscal year, and that's about 26% of the year. And I'm pleased to notice that our total, income so far is at 54% of expected for the entire year. And our total tax income's at 45%. So in the first quarter, we have revenue that's come in that's over half of what is planned for the whole year. Now, we expect that in the at this point in the year, because we get a lot of our income in during the summer, especially in the first part of July from receipts from the last quarter of the last year. So, but this gives me confidence that we are on track. We have not overestimated what our income is going to be. And if we look at expenses, we are also doing very well. Total expense at about 30%, 30.1% at 26% through the year. But I'd noticed that a lot of that is in the road maintenance, where we're running something like 30% or 33%. But a lot of that we hope to get refunded from FEMA. So we're actually doing very well on the expense side as well. So congratulations to the administrative team here for keeping good control of our finances and keeping us on track. We'll move on then to the city administrator's James, please.
Thank you, Mayor. First, I'd like to say welcome and congratulations to all of our new council members. I look forward to working with each of you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I wasn't hearing you, and we got kicked off there again here at City Hall, and I'm back on. Tom.
Yes, can you hear me, Mayor? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Phoebe. Thank you, Mayor. First, I'd like to welcome our new council members. Congratulations. I speak for staff when I say we look forward to working with each and every one of you. I look forward to hearing from each of you on what areas you want to focus on and how we can improve. An emphasis on training through Alaska Municipal League. We encourage you to take advantage of the online opportunity as well as the in-person training in Anchorage next month. We also believe if we could have a work session with the new council, we introduction and go through the different departments. We could have the department heads available for discussions, questions, answers. I listed several projects that we might want to either pick up or go into. Look forward to hearing where the council would like to go in terms of priorities over the next year. I know there is a lot of information that the clerk has put together for you, and there's a lot of information just to get caught up. So as Desmond Tutu wisely said, to eat an elephant, and that's a bite at a time. I think slowly but thoroughly, we'll be able to get everyone up and running and be able to make some great progress. As a roads update, Councilmember Taylor has been working with Todd Boris on several road-related issues, including some content for some grant applications and some requests for proposals, requests for quotes. A big thank you to Todd for helping out with his years of extensive experience and expertise. The road team is currently Councilmember Taylor, Glacier Bay Construction, myself, and Todd Boris. We're continuing to see some significant improvements to our roads through the repairs and constant improval over the areas that were affected. we try to be as responsive as possible to get service out to the roads and the repairs done quickly. But as everyone knows, weather plays a big part in what we're able to get done and how long that will last. Below that is the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities needs list. This is the list that comes out of the statewide transportation improvement plan, otherwise known as the STIP. Some of the STIP projects you might be aware of have been the bike trail or bike path on Mountain View that was discussed in some detail, but was shelved back in 2018, I believe it was, because of the cost. DOT carries this list, even though some of these projects have been resolved here locally. They are still on the state list. Maybe one of the projects for the list of considerations could be cleaning up this list and also identifying other projects that we would like to add. Now, this is the time of the year when DOT solicits for comments on the existing plan, but it is not a call for projects. We would be able to go and clean this one up, but not submit new projects yet. That'll come later. The last item I wanted to share was informational. It's the Pandemic Emergency Assistance Program, PEAF. This is a program that is targeting needy families, families with children. If you are looking for some aid, maybe this program can help you out. There's a contact below to Health and Social Services Director. I encourage you to look into that if it's an area that you might be able to receive some assistance, emergency food, aid, some short-term utility payments, et cetera. That's all I have, Mayor, unless there's some questions.
Thank you, City Administrator Tom Williams. Do any council members have any questions of Tom about his report? Sorry for if some of you are getting some disturbance in the way this is going. It's we probably have too many computers, it looks like, on here at City Hall. So this is something we'll have to figure out before the next meeting. So we'll continue to try to do our best to make everybody heard. The next item is public comment on non-agenda items. This public comment period is for non-agenda items only and is not intended for discussion. The council may ask clarifying questions only, but we won't have back and forth with discussion on during this comment period, but we're happy to hear your comments. If you would like to make public comment on non-agenda items at this time, please click the participants icon and then the hand icon to raise your hand. If you do not have that option, unmute your phone. The clerk will add you to the list and re-mute you when it's your time to speak. State your full name before speaking and refrain from speaking in if your comments have already been addressed by another speaker. Please do not use profanity and be respectful in your comments. You will have one opportunity to comment here and again during public comment before the very end of the meeting. Comments should be kept brief, and let's keep them under 2 minutes, please. So if anybody has comments, I'll look forward to them now. And I see Susan Warner has her hand up. So Susan, we'd be glad to hear from you now, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to say welcome back to returning council members and a warm Gustavus welcome to newly elected council members. My hope is that you all will make council chambers a place of respect, a theater of ideas, rather than a battleground of personalities, that you will not permit members of the public to disparage, slander, or discredit other members of the community from testifying, or city staff members from carrying out their community service duties. I am donating additional Alaska airline miles to the city and hope to encourage each and every one of you to take part in Alaska Municipal League and other opportunities to get trained up in newly elected council member obligations and expectations for this next year. Thank you for standing up to listen to and represent all members of the community, not just those who may share your particular point of view. Welcome to community service writ large. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan Warner. Do any council members have any clarifying questions of Susan Warner? Okay, I see no questions from council members. Do any other members of the public have a public comment for non-agenda items? I'm not seeing any more hands coming up. Madam Clerk, have you seen any anybody else on the phone? Thank you. Then we'll close the public comment for non-agenda items at this time and look forward to, we'll have another opportunity at the end of the meeting. The next is the consent agenda. And we'll scan to that on the, oh, there's nothing. So we have nothing. This week, and I was searching for them. This is to go to ordinance for public hearing, and the first item 10, that's FY22. -07 NCO departmental budgets, which was introduced 9/20/21. I'll go to that now here. Should be showing up on your screen shortly. So the this is an ordinance for the City of Gustavus providing for the amendment of department budgets for fiscal year 2022. And what it does is shifts around some money to amend budget line small amounts in order to reconsider the what the needs are now, or to move money away from situations where we didn't need as much. Madam Treasurer, or would you like to give us a brief description of this as a staff report? Would you be able to do that, please?
This is Phoebe and Eduarda. This NCO FY22-07 is moving some funds around among the, we're increasing some expenditures for the, mostly the fire hall budget and moving some funds around within there. We had a couple additional things we needed to do with the building, and then also some additional training that we needed to do. And this particular NCO doesn't have an income section on it because we had extra income that was moved around in the FY22-05 NCO that was adopted last month. And so this is just reallocating the remainder of those funds from that income adjustment there. But this is mostly just getting the fire hall up and running with the transition in staff we've had over there and getting them squared away for this fiscal year.
Thank you very much, Phoebe. The time is looks like 7:55, and so this agenda item is open. I'll open the floor for public testimony if anybody wishes to. Please raise your hand. I'm seeing no hands raised and no comment from the public. So I will close the public hearing at 7:56. And do any council members have any comment on this item? Oh, I need a motion. Okay, I guess we'd like to have a motion before council member comments. So do I have a motion to approve this item?
And Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve FY22-07 NCO departmental budgets introduced September 20, 2021.
This is Councilmember Lewis. I second.
It's been moved by Councilmember Vander Zanden and seconded by Councilmember Lewis to approve item 10, FY22-07 NCO departmental budgets introduced on 9/20/21. Do any council members have any comment on this item? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll?
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Oh, that's confusing. We have a Lewis Sharman and a Tanya Lewis. Okay, Councilmember Sharman.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop.
Yes.
I heard very faint. Yes. Could you confirm, Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Okay, I heard it that time. Thank you. Mayor Taylor.
Yes.
Councilmember Furr.
Yes.
Thank you. Councilmember Makowiak.
Yes.
Thank you. The motion passes with all in favor.
Thank you very much. The next item is FY.
You're not muted.
Thank you very much. The next item is item 11, FY22-08 NCO Capital Project Funding 2021, introduced 9/20/21. And Would the treasurer like to give us a brief summary of what this NCO is, please?
This is Phoebe and Eduarda. The first part of this NCO is moving funds just between our AMLIF accounts, the Alaska Municipal League investment pool accounts, from our capital improvements current account back to the long-term account. $40,000 of this was for the Wilson Road capital project, and that's been funded through a different NCO with funds that had already been withdrawn from AMLIF. So this is just kind of an account cleanup, moving these other allocated funds back, along with some other unused capital project funds and earnings that had been received on the account. So that's just leaving $5,000 left in the capital improvement current account that has been earmarked by prior councils for part of the library bike shelter and shed project.
And then we are moving, we are funding these two capital projects, moving money from the AMLIP capital improvements long-term account, which totals $35,000, the capital project 21-05 and capital project 21-06.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that review. That's helpful to the audience that may not understand exactly what we've got going here. Okay, we can open for public hearing now. It is 8:02. Do any members of the public wish to make comments on this item on our agenda? None. I'll close public comment then at 8:03 p.m. So I'll need a motion then, please, to move this forward.
This is Councilmember Lewis, and I move to approve FY22-08 NCO Capital Project Funding 2021, introduced on September 20th, 2021.
This is Councilmember Sharman. I second that motion.
It's been moved by Councilmember Lewis and seconded by Councilmember Sharman to approve FY22-08 NCO Capital Project Funding for 2021 as introduced 9/2021. Do we have any council comment on this item? I see no hands raised, so Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Furr?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Sharman?
Yes.
Councilmember Makoviak?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes with all in favor.
Thank you very much. That concludes that item 11. We have no unfinished business on the agenda for tonight. There's now no new business because we have taken item 12, the award of the RFQ for the movement of steel float off of the agenda. So we move on now to city council reports. This should not be confused with council questions and comments. Council members wishing to make a report on special projects that they're working may do so now. And so if you have something you'd like to report on, please raise your hand. I'm seeing no council members with any special reports to make. We'll move on to city council questions and comments. This is the time for additional questions and comments that are not part of the agenda. So if any council members have some other comment or something they'd like to make at this time, please raise your hand. Councilmember Lewis, I see your hand raised. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mayor Taylor. I want to welcome the new council members. Thank you all very much for volunteering your time and serving on the council. I look forward to working with all of you. And I just want to say a few things about the recent election. You new council members probably, I assume, didn't get emails. We had quite a few letters from people unhappy with the way that the election was carried out. And I want to say a few things about that. One, I want to make a really strong point that the city clerk and the volunteers at the election were carrying out the policies of the city in terms of the mask mandate. And that's a policy that the previous city council approved many months ago now, that allows each department in the city to set their own mask mandate. I can speak for myself that I had no idea there were so many people in town who didn't like that policy and didn't want to wear masks to the election and didn't expect to wear masks to the election, which led to quite a lot of tension and divisiveness in the community, which is really unfortunate. And I would like to apologize as a city council member to people that didn't have realistic expectations about what was going to happen there. I also want to apologize to the city clerk, who was carrying out the will of the council and really took the brunt of a lot of the criticism. And I would encourage people, please don't blame the clerk. This is all of us, okay? And we honestly haven't gotten hardly any letters about the mask mandate at City Hall and the library for many months. And so we really, I can speak for myself, I did not know so many people were so unhappy with it. And it all came to a head at the election. And I think that's very unfortunate. I also want to address some of the comments about the affidavit to contest the election. A lot of people felt that we didn't read it, we didn't cover it. I just want people to know I read it two or three times thoroughly. I took notes, I took the valid points or the points that were made, and I checked them with the law and with the clerk. I also talked to other volunteers at the polling place. I felt like I did as much research as I could in the hour or whatever I had from the time the affidavit to contest the election was presented and our meeting. So I just want people to know that it wasn't taken lightly. What I saw on our options for what we could decide on that affidavit, we could either say the affidavit asked for the election to be redone completely. So we could either agree to that, or we could say that it had no merit. And when we said it had no merit, that did not mean it didn't have any merit. It's a technical, you know, a terminology city term, meaning we're not going to redo the election. But I know I can say that there were some very valid points in that. I just don't feel like it was enough to redo the election. We learned a ton for next election. And we also, I learned a ton about how people feel in this community. And we are going to, I'm going to take that seriously. And I've already talked to several other council members who really want to work on this issue. We want to figure out some solutions. And if anyone has any ideas of how to do this, please email the council or talk to us, any of us, and we can share it with each other. But there's got to be some solutions. Both sides of the masking argument, from what I can see, are scared. You know, we're all scared and worried right now for different reasons. Some people are worried about their health and the health of the community. Other people are worried about their personal freedom and a loss of our Gustavus culture. And all of us are scared of the breakdown in the community right now because of this issue. So we've got to come up with some solutions. And I know I'm committed and many other council members are committed. So if anyone has any ideas of how to proceed, please let us know. And I guess I just want to say to the people that were unhappy with the election, I heard you. And I think a lot of us heard you and we're willing to, we need to talk and figure some stuff out. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Lewis. Nicely stated. Do any other council members have any other comments, questions at this time? Seeing none, I probably couldn't state it anywhere near as nicely as Councilmember Lewis has just stated. And I do want people to know that we're reading your comments. We are taking them seriously. We look at it as a process problem. And I look forward to reviewing what we've learned from this process. To me, allowing everybody the opportunity to vote and making it as easy as possible for everybody to vote is the most important thing in a democracy. And so I am looking forward to working to find some, or how to improve the channels that people can use to vote so that there's an easy way for everybody to vote and everybody can feel comfortable in doing so, because there's nothing better than having an election with a high turnout and where we really feel that the public has had their say. So this is something we'll work on. And I can say as mayor that before the next election, I will be prepared to work with the city clerk to review our processes and make sure that we've made it as easy as possible for everybody to have a chance to vote. So, once again, do any other council members have anything else they'd like to say during council questions and comments? Okay, I guess we can move on to the last opportunity for a public comment on non-agenda items. You heard the drill before on how to proceed with this. So if anybody in the public has any further comments on non-agenda items, we'd be pleased to hear from you now. Please raise your hand. Seeing none, Looks like we have no executive session scheduled for this meeting. The next item will be adjournment. Once again, I apologize for the interruptions we've had with our internet service here. We think we're just overloading our satellite connection here, and it keeps kicking us off, and it tends to make garbled transmission sometimes. So we'll be continuing to work on that, and we hope that our next effort will be much more clear, and I'll be a little more used to using this system then, and so I hope it'll all go more smoothly. So thank you all for tuning in, and I wish you a good evening. We will adjourn at 8:16 p.m. Thank you.